Joe, does the start of this season feel any different than any of the previous eight for you?
Not really. I think I just kind of take everything one game and one day at a time, and it just seems like any old game right now to me.
Terrence West's trade yesterday, could you see, were the issues that led to him being dealt visible to you?
You saw certain things in the locker room and certain things on the field when he doesn't perform up to the standard. But everybody makes mistakes, so I guess I wouldn't say I saw it coming, but at the same time, I'm not overly surprised.
How much faith do you have in Grillo this season?
Yeah, he's going to do a great job, and I'm excited to have Sean Drawn out there. He did a great job until he broke his hand, so I think we're really comfortable with who we have. And then you've got Duke, who, when he's been there, he's been really impressive. Obviously, he hasn't been there a lot, so we're going to kind of take him a little bit slow and still be pretty excited when he gets back out there.
Joe, is it concerning at all that, you know, you guys want to be a run-first team, I think? And Coach keeps saying, take pressure off Josh. Yet Isaiah's kind of the only healthy, proven guy in the backfield right now.
I guess I'm not concerned about it. I'm excited that Sean will be back soon. I mean, he played in the fourth game already, and the things we saw from him before he broke his hand, he very well could have been the number one running back. So I wouldn't say there's concern.
Joe, how about Curtis? Just the offensive line in general. You guys are thought to be the foundation of this offense. Just touch on how important you guys are up front to really make sure that you are that foundation, not just for the running game, but even for Josh.
Yeah, I think it'll be really important for us to do a good job keeping guys off Josh, because we know that if we give him a little bit of time, he'll be able to find open receivers. And we feel pretty comfortable with our running game. And I think with Crowell and Sean Drawn and Duke in there, when he gets healthy, I think we can be pretty good in the run game as well.
How is Penn different this year than last?
I think one of his biggest qualities is he's not a roller coaster guy. So he's not like one guy one day and then another guy a different day. And I don't really see him all that different from where he was last year. And I think that's a credit to him. I think he's a guy that he's a confident guy, but he's not overconfident. And he's never a guy that rides the roller coaster.
How do you think guys, now that you've had him for a full year, going into his second year, he's not a rookie coach anymore, how do you think guys respond to him and his leadership style?
I think guys respond really well. I think he's very well respected. He says things when he needs to, and he holds off when he also needs to. So I think guys really like him and really respect his leadership style.